me, sick 'em on a chicken. Sick 'em on a chicken. Sick 'em on a chicken and watch them feathers fly. Sick 'em on a chicken. Sick 'em on a chicken. Break out the butter and the flour, ready to fry.
Look at that smile on Greg's face. How could you not smile and tap your toe at that?
No kidding. No kidding.
Thank you, Zach Brown, for bringing us in. We've got Denise on the line, who has a question for Mr. Greg Peterson. We're going to shoot through a couple more texts and then wrap up with some chicken mists, some rooster mists. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning. So real quick, we've raised chickens for 9 years, about 8 of them.
Uh-huh.
We even have a barred rock that's still laying eggs from
wow.
9 years. But we had a chicken, a 3-year-old chicken, that suddenly went blind. Didn't have any injury to the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
But so she got weaker, so we were hand-feeding her.
Mm-hmm.
And then it got to the point she couldn't even walk, like her feet would curl under.
Uh-huh.
So we had to put her down. And it took about 3 weeks to get to that state. So we were concerned if this was possibly a disease that the other chickens could get.
Oh, good question. Was this recent?
Yes, we just put her down about 3 days ago.
Sorry. I know that's always hard. I have not ever heard of that as a disease.
I mean,
it could be. You might ask Dr. Google and see what Dr. Google says. It sounds to me more like she got into something and got poisoned. You know, that sounds like, you know, maybe a poisoning incident rather than a disease. And, you know, it also could be just a genetic thing that happened to her. Yeah, good question. You know, there's far more questions there than answers that I have for you. Sorry about that.
You have animals for any given amount of time, and you know, sometimes freak things are just going to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
A couple quick texts real quick. How do you introduce new birds to a old flock?
Oh, that's
they've got some new chicks,
and
the older ones are kind of pecking and picking on them.
Yeah, they'll do that. They'll absolutely do that. So when we raise chicks, we always keep them separate until they're of equal size. You know, so make sure that they're in, you know, equal size. Having them in two coops next to each other so they can see each other, get used to each other, that's another good way of doing it. The best thing to do is introduce them at night. So after the chickens go to roost, you just add your new chicks or chickens, hens at this point, you just add them to the mix and that will help. And then having something like watermelon or something that's really delicious for them first thing in the morning to kind of distract them will help as well.
And then can you ever mix, I know we talked about mixing breeds, but can you mix layers and what they call broilers, the chickens that they raise for meat?
No, you don't want to do that. If you're gonna do meat birds, you do them separate. It's a completely different experience. A meat bird goes from chick to plate in 6 to 8 weeks. And, you know, so they go from a 3-ounce fuzzy chicken to something to butcher in like six, seven weeks. And that's a 5-pound chicken at that point. And so it's the way they eat and everything, you just keep them separate.
Last text question. We have on our chickens, we're trying to use the chicken poop for fertilizer.
Yeah.
Can it just go straight on? Does it need to be mixed? Does it need to be dried out?
Yeah. So chicken poop is highly, it's got a lot of nitrogen on it, so it can burn your plant. So I wouldn't put it in a hole with the plant. One of the things that I do, and this is what I wanted to talk about, was, you know, the composting process through your yard. One of the things that I do is I collect leaves in the fall, and I actually have bags of leaves left over from last fall still that I haven't used yet, and I'm so proud of myself. I finally got the neighbors to bring me their leaves. I had a couple neighbors do that this year. So collect leaves from around your neighborhood, and that goes down in the chicken coop and the chicken run. And so when the chickens are pooping in it, there's leaves and all kinds of stuff for them to root around in, and then what I'll do is I'll rake that whole thing up couple of times a year and put it in the compost bin. That's one thing you can do with it, so that you've got, in composting we get greens and browns, and chicken poop is a green and the browns are the leaves, so you get a nice mix of it. And so if you're putting that in a compost bin, that's going to really jumpstart your compost bin. But another thing that I would do with that is I rake it up and I'll put it around the basins of the fruit trees in my yard, and just put it on top so that as the water percolates down, it takes the manure down into it. So that's a couple things you can do with with fresh or not so fresh chicken poop.
All right, let's get to our myths.
Yes, myths of chickens. So myth number one is you need a rooster to get eggs. You do not need a rooster to get eggs any more than any of our lovely ladies in our lives need a rooster to get eggs. You need a rooster to get chicks. So you can have hens in your backyard and you still get eggs, number one. And that's people ask me that a lot. The other myth that they don't so much ask me about, because we don't have to deal with it, is roosters crow at sunrise. And we both know that that's not the truth. They crow 24/7. 24/7, baby. So
it's most annoying in the morning.
In the morning from about 11 o'clock or 10 o'clock at night until 6 o'clock in the morning when you get up in the morning. So
excellent. Well, we appreciate your time as always.
Absolutely.
What's coming up next month when we're looking at our urban farm calendar?
Oh my gosh, what did we talk about? Are we talking about we're talking about rainwater and graywater harvesting next month. If not, we're doing that the following month, but there's so many topics. I mean, all you have to do is wind me up and I can talk about this stuff forever.
Well, we look forward to it, Mr. Greg Peterson of Urban Farm. And yes, we actually do May. June is your rain harvesting.
Uh-huh.
May is what to do with the peaches and apple harvest.
Oh, yeah,
that's
to do with your harvest.
Gonna be a fun one.
Yeah. And anybody that wants to, you can go to plantingcalendar.org and download our free planting calendar.
How about catching your blog?
And the blog is at urbanfarm.org. Right there.
Squawking just as noisily as they can. And it's will land like a trumpet on the ear.